Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
You've got a serious face, Phil. That worries me.
I'm waiting for some words out of you guys. I'm waiting for words.
You got like Professor X eyes on us.
Put into what you should be saying to me.
See?
You have something you want to say to me, Warren.
Alf.
Oh,
you have
my
something you want
gosh.
To say to me, Fernando.
Also Alf? I don't know. I can't. My brain is all mixed with stuff and... Wait, you're showing cleaning products to me.
I'm showing you a color?
Sponsor?
A color?
Green?
I think it's coral.
Coral. Coral's like...
No,
white
it's
yellow.
Not coral. Coral's
dead.
Corrado.
Coral's dead.
Coral's dead. No,
you don't even follow the show.
You know... but he knows coral's dead. That shows you how great that was for TV. I'm waiting for an apology from both of
you. Oh, man. I was going to say, the reason I was late, I passed the Hulk on the way here. He's still bitching about how he got his ass handed to him by Thanos.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I'm sorry. It's okay that if you guys want to say, Phil, you are much more marvelous than
Warren, should we give you like one in a million? He nailed it. That's appreciation.
It was my only one. It was not. It was there.
I had a country friend. You'd relate to this, Warren. He lived out in the Rappahannock area, and he was fishing in high school age with his buddies, and he had the fishing in the pond, and he just like whipped. He got a nibble. His friend whipped out the fish in the air, and he just happened to have a sidearm on him. He pulled it out just on the spur of the moment. Shot, aimed, fish exploded. One in a zillion billion shots. And here we are with Phil.
Look, very I'm just similar gonna say, situation. When I first got into the media, there was this doofus, and he told me something. And he said, be reporters, not repeaters. And a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, you guys were repeaters, and I was a reporter. I got the job done. I saw what was in front of me, not some makeup thing. I didn't let other people put ideas in my head.
He saw Hulk in pants.
I saw.
Said, hey.
I saw.
He saw Hulk get out of the bathtub.
I saw the truth.
From the front.
I am truly marvelous. All praise me. Listen, all I want is an apology. You can do it.
Okay.
I am sorry.
What's the next segment, Warren?
I am sorry. Alf.
All right,
am I wrong for not liking that show when it was out?
Phil.
Yeah. The only thing I liked about that is he ate cats.
Phil, sit back. Yes. So sit back in your chair for a moment.
I can't.
Please, just sit back in your chair.
Phil. No, Phil, sit back up. Sit back up.
I will give this to you with all the most sincere props that you deserve. You were right. You suck, but you were right.
I suck.
And to follow your doctrine, Phil... I can't repeat that because you don't like repeaters.
Damn right. Don't be a repeater. Be a reporter. You should have came in with, like, newsflash, Warren's wrong.
That's not news.
That's not. Oh, that is repeating also. Newsflash, Warren's right.
So Hulk is not scared of Thanos. He is scared of Bruce Banner. He doesn't.
He just doesn't like Bruce Banner.
He doesn't want to
So
he doesn't
want to
be the
control.
Little. Excuse my the little bitch who comes out anytime there's trouble. Now we need you. Just
well, he doesn't want to be just there for trouble. He doesn't want to be saving everybody's bacon.
Especially because Earth hates Hulk. So.
Earth hates Hulk. So my nephew, who's even more in touch with the Marvelous Ones than I am, apparently, he's like, is that like when Banner jumped out of the spaceship and landed on the bridge? Normally, he would have landed as the Hulk, right? Like in the original Infinity War, and he turned, he was the Hulk going into it. She pushed him off, he was turning into a Hulk in the second one. He's like, that's why he flopped and landed there, and the big dog thing, wolf thing was like...
Sniffing
him and just kept going on, right? It wasn't until he was in dire need of saving.
Well, the thing was, there were some. I was going to bring it up later, but I just saw Xfinity Wars a day or two ago, and there were dire needs where we could have used the Hulk big time. There,
no, we could have, but not Banner. Banner wasn't in a life or death situation.
He wasn't dead.
Oh, he
right?
Wasn't,
Banner went up and when they were in the battle scene there in front of Doctor Strange,
he spits the bullet out.
Right. See, you're now learning.
Twice. You're repeating yourself. Stop it. You said Warren was right twice. Or no.
But he's learning, right? That's what... It's so nice to see you learn, Warren.
Hi, Phil.
Fernando, you're not warning. You're still trying to be a hater.
I'm not trying.
But he... we know. You're not trying anything. If he got out and attacked and that guy started beating him with the hammer, He'd have turned into the Hulk and whooped that alien's butt.
What hammer?
The big sickle thing.
Sickle
the,
hammer. Oh.
The guy who got his arm cut off with. And I'm still mad that Doctor Strange just didn't use the portal to open up to cut off Thanos' arm.
Well,
he cut off the heads of these other guys.
Out of the 14,605,000 or whatever ways, this was the only one way. He had to let him win. Yeah. He had to let him win.
He had to give him the time stone.
He had to give him everything.
Well, it's for the same reason that, you know, if Thor had hit him in the head, it would have been over too.
But yeah, he didn't in any of this scenario, the 14,600,000, whatever.
Well, maybe he did, but maybe the second time around. Maybe Thor learned his lesson.
We can go on Xfinity for that.
We can go on infinitesimally about Infinity Wars.
So are we going to, we were hesitant, I was hesitant, so we're going to touch on one of the members of that movie.
The Guardian of the Galaxy controversy going on?
Yeah, Mr. Bautista, local man.
Local guy, D.C. native.
Yes, sir.
Dave Bautista.
Good man, good guy.
Put in a big guy.
Half Asian, or part Asian, I believe.
Yeah, part
Filipino.
Asian, I believe. Yes.
The good part.
Is there a point to that?
We're underrepresented in the film industry, so I thought I'd put it.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. Because
you like Asian women.
I didn't know where he was driving, but now I do. I got you. I feel for you. I feel you.
My niece and nephew didn't see Infinity Wars in the theater.
Uh-huh.
They got tied up. It was like, they just never got to see it in the theaters.
Oh,
too bad. So they got to watch it for the first time this weekend.
I hope it's a somewhat big screen situation.
Yeah, well, I think they have a 55-inch TV.
And then they went meh at the end too, didn't they?
No. So I said, what's your favorite part? And they loved Bautista in it. When they found Thor and he was like,
"I'm not talking."
He's a man. You're not a man. and it's like a pirate and an angel had a baby. I mean, they were cracking up, and I did too. You know, I forgot about that.
Watching it the second time,
I was like, "Oh my god!" Good. I was laughing in the theater, but I didn't realize how funny that actually
but
was.
Because there's so many funny moments, and you just got over
and there
people
was
dying.
So many moments, right? There
You're
was
like,
so much going on.
I want to laugh, but I'm trying to keep up with the story here.
Yeah. It was like I was trying so hard not to miss things that I watched the movie and I thought it was much better the second time.
Well, you probably caught more things because you're laughing or
things.
Or the audience was in awe. Yeah, during certain months you couldn't hear the dialogue.
Sometimes you couldn't hear what was going on.
Yeah, that's because it was so good.
Well, I went, like I said, it was an empty theater.
I never said it wasn't funny. Yeah. I just said I thought
I kind of
mess
or covers it all. I mean, no. I hear backpedaling. Someone's dancing.
No, somebody is dancing.
It had moments, but overall, maybe that'll change. When I watch it a second time.
Here we go.
It's like go. Yeah, he's gonna watch it a second time.
But there's a crack in the dam.
There's a in the armor.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, that was over the line. I'm sorry.
What'd he say?
There's a in the armor. I said, hey.
Oh, you're not talking about armor.
No,
he's not talking about. Come on, Warren.
Okay,
I was talking like you're like right over your head.
I know you.
But like I said that, and I was like, oh, especially because we were just talking about Asians.
Well, they're not.
But anyways, so just as you saw things come out, sometimes when you're trying to be funny or you're trying to prove a point or old phrases that don't happen that aren't said and times have changed. We look at what's going on with Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm not going to say anybody was right or anybody was wrong. I know there's going to be people that are say, "How can you not say he was wrong?"
Well, we can just report the news.
Bautista pretty much says if they throw out James Gunn's script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Which James Gunn said he put his heart and soul into.
Yes, that is actually what it says here.
I don't know if we're looking at the same article or I saw the same
Poured
article.
His heart into it. Doesn't say soul.
I ad lib.
Because from what I've read on Twitter.
Poetic license.
From what I read on Twitter, he actually doesn't have a soul.
Oh, well, that's probably true.
But, you know, I think.
As a filmmaker, if you write it and you've directed it, the first two.
Yeah, it's your heart and soul, right?
Yeah, you're handing it off. You have no idea how it's going to come out if you hand it off to somebody else.
You know, it
could work. I mean, give it to the Russo brothers if they're not too busy, but.
Yeah,
you know, give it to Ron Howard. He's 0 for 1 already, according to you guys.
According to me, he's 0 for 1.
According to you, too.
Yeah, I agree.
You two think that, too? I don't even like that band. But if they agree with me, I'm okay with them.
They got a good song.
They do?
One. It's got like a hip-hop beat to it. I
couldn't name a U2 song.
Neither
can you.
I didn't say I loved it. I just said I liked one of their tunes.
I didn't I'll go back with Phil. No, it was, no, that movie wasn't very
Someone's
good.
A Phil lover today. I'm not going to say who.
Yeah. Well, you weren't here for the Doghouse radio show where I ranted for the last 45 minutes.
Well, am I supposed to not believe that?
Wait, yeah, no, you're right. I was angry and throwing
Warren
things.
Love.
But anyways, so the film is slated for production in early 2019. For a 2020 release. Drax, I think, of the Guardians of the Galaxy is becoming one of those. Like, I think the first movie, Groot, was everybody's favorite.
And maybe the rabbit. A little bit.
The raccoon.
The rabbit.
And the rabbit, there's too. Just going to be a lot of beeping in this show.
That is what? Another part of it. Again, yeah. The comedy in Infinity Wars was good.
It was good because the action was so in-depth. It swung you so far and left and
your
right.
Your emotion, it was a roller coaster.
I almost teared up. I got to, a couple of those... Couple of scenes like I forgot about. I was like, oh, when Thor's talking about this or that, and there's some moments. I'm man enough to admit. Go ahead.
I was more torn up emotionally when I heard about it was in the script of Groot's last line before he disappeared than I was at any point in the movie.
Am I a bad person because I didn't care that Groot vanished?
Yes. Mine was
teenage Groot kind of annoys me.
He kind of died already, so I was like, oh, I feel bad for the rabbit because that's the second time he's had to lose his, more like son, but best friend, buddy, pal.
Well, in this case,
this one, yeah,
son, because in the script they translate Grootese.
It's an elective.
Groot. It's an elective on Ragnarok.
Yeah. Yeah. Asgard.
Asgard. Thank you.
Asgard. So they translate it so that the actors understand.
Dad, help me or something.
Said. Yeah, his dad with a question mark.
But see, what got me visually, because you saw, it's more of the mentor student with Iron Man and Spider-Man. He's like, I don't feel so good.
Well,
he's like,
it was in English.
But my point is, I saw it visually, and it hit you like directly. So
I Am Groot is not English?
Huh?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I question that, too. Okay. What are you talking about?
When Spider-Man dissolved into nothing.
He's like, I'm not feeling so good. And Tony was like, stay with me, kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because then all the history comes back of Hot Aunt May, and he's got, he's taking this kid under his wing. He's kicking out.
Did Hot Aunt May make it?
Aunt May is probably not around either.
Shut up, man.
Shut up. Don't make me go to war with Thanos.
She's around, dude.
Michelle Pfeiffer's not around. Evangeline Lilly's not around.
I'm all right with that.
Nick Fury's driver / the lady who drove the flying aircraft carrier isn't around.
Is she not? Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
Oh.
Yeah. But Scarlett's still there.
She didn't look good in this one.
Blonde hair. Yeah,
they done her
the
down.
Blonde don't
a bit.
Work.
They did. They made her tough and fighting.
Yeah, because.
Which is fine. But
I think I saw a picture of her blonde prior, and she's smoking blonde.
Oh, she's just amazing looking.
Not in this one.
No.
But I got excited warrior wise when.
Well, she was on the run.
Her on the Wakanda and
Michonne.
Yeah, Michonne teamed up. I was like, oh, two top notch warrior women.
Yeah.
And they're fighting warrior people and then.
From other planets.
And then, like, I'm screwed, but no, you're not. Then Thor and it saves the day again.
Yeah.
And the whole vengeful, because everybody had their own story. There's so many. Yeah, to put that together, it's so amazing.
Yeah, that's what, like, after I watched it with my niece and nephew, we talked about it, right? Because they like talking.
Hey, you're only supposed to talk to us about it.
I know.
We're jelly.
I know.
He's probably just getting, he's trying these ideas out on them before he brings it up.
No, they actually give me my contact.
Like, he's like, you know what about the Hulk? Let me tell you about the Hulk. Enough, Uncle Phil, about the Hulk.
Shut up. I don't even like that guy. But they were like, they liked, the Stan Lee cameo.
Sure.
Right? The bus driver.
Everyone likes Stan Lee's cameos.
But they said it's so cool that they got everybody's character in the movie the way the character is.
But
the movie didn't hurt.
Let me get in my little soapbox about Thor, where growing up, Thor was just, he was kind of meh to me. He's always going to be weaker than the Hulk. He can fly and he's strong and okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
kind of arrogant. Fly.
With the hammer, he can fly. Jeez, I have to spell out
the
everything.
Hammer. He just goes wrong for the ride.
Okay, for the slower the slower listeners, through the hammer he can fly. He can go through the air without touching the ground.
I don't know, he looks like he can fly pretty good without the hammer.
He fights better than
Hulk. Point being that there's a graphic novel, I think it's called God Killer, where it's an awesome graphic novel, get your hands on it, where it goes through three time phases, meanwhile going at once over, it's a Thor story, and it shows how badass the character Thor is, And they touched on that, in my opinion, on this one, where he, through, you know, everything going on, everybody's subplots, all the stories going on, his subplot of Venge, my mom was murdered, my dad just died, I had to kill my sister, and I watched my best friend and brother essentially be murdered right in front of my face. And the, you know, when the dwarf moment is like, you know, you sure you know what you're doing? He's like, yeah, I got, what else do I have to lose?
It's not just his,
right.
And I'm like, entire, I started getting emotional.
I felt the realization.
Yeah, half his people are just wiped out, and now he's
and
just
he kinda, doesn't know what happened to Korg.
Hold on, you're killing my moment. Okay. But then but now he has his bloodlust for Thanos, and you see him coming last minute, just the cavalry, and then he's coming at, and then he just looks in his face at Thanos when he has his freaking axe dug into his chest, saying, "I told you I'd come back for your ass." Yeah. That's with everything going on. That's I don't see how you can go, meh.
Yeah,
I can see you saying I wanted it better. Maybe I was taken out of it here. They should have shortened me.
Redheaded Scarlett Johansson.
But meh.
Right, but meh.
But meh.
Yeah. I mean, if you came in and you said, I gave you mad because Scarlett was a blonde and she was on the run and she doesn't look good on the run.
It just, for me, did not.
Oh, it just he's doubling work. Down, Phil. He's doubling
Another
down.
Another 3 weeks suspension is coming. It's coming.
You went on vacation for something. I want to go on your 3 week suspension.
A one week suspension for sure, because I'm not going to be here the week of the night.
There it is, right there.
There it is, right there. That's your new suspension date.
I'm laying down the hammer.
I ain't being punished this time. I got to go to Philadelphia for a week.
Ooh, Philadelphia.
I am being punished.
We're being cruel.
There went our
our wrath is furious.
Our last listener in Philly is going to come find me and beat me up. But
probably.
They listen there?
Oh, it's stolen there.
Oh,
I guess maybe they play it in the prisons.
Controversial.
Well, you know, if you can't get yelled at, and listen, I would love some of the press that some of these people that say stupid things say that get press. I say dumb stuff every week.
I know, but you got the excuse of New York. Warren's got the excuse of West Virginia. I got the excuse I'm a Redskins fan, so there's reasons to not like Philly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'd be honestly, nobody really likes Philly, except the only people like Phily are people
from Philly.
From Philly, or they're
not
they're
all them
Eagles
like
fans.
It.
Not all of them like it.
Yeah.
Just some of them are locked up in there and can't leave.
You're doubling down yourself.
Yeah,
how about
doubling
that?
Down my hate. But, yeah, so I really was glad I got to watch that again this weekend.
I really wanted to. It's rare now. Like, it hasn't been since like the early Star Wars days where I wanted to see a movie again in the theater. Like, I kind of want to see that again, but it, you know, just time went by and it's out. I presume now it's on VOD and DVD.
I think today, right?
On the 14th is when it 14th? Comes out on DVD and Blu-ray.
What's the word on Easter eggs or extended deleted scenes? Anything cool that you heard about? I haven't heard anything.
But okay. I didn't hear anything about Ragnarok either. But they had some pretty interesting stuff on the DVD with Ragnarok.
I'm liking that more this second time. Same place where I watched Xfinity Wars. At my friend's place, he's got a big projector or whatever.
Yeah.
We
got the invite.
No, we did not.
Yeah, no. All right, go ahead.
I thought that was just given, sorry.
Okay.
And anyway, I walked in like 2-3 weeks ago when he was watching Thor, and it was the big scenes at the end where whatchamacallit, the Hulk, you know, appears out of nowhere, and it's that hero moment where he totally self-doubts himself, and he goes into that dream world where his dad's are. You're not the, you know, are you the god of hammers? You got in like, and then just the chest starts swelling up.
Right,
like,
you're like, and I'm like, beat him more, Hulk, because he's gonna get you.
You got a thing for a Hulk, man. I'm just saying.
I do. I like the Hulk.
I think it's just complimentary colors, green and red. You just seem to,
and it's
you're
the
Christmas
rage.
Boy guy.
It's the rage. I like that.
Well, I can identify with
all
that.
All anger, all the time.
He's always angry inside.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons my niece and nephew didn't see Infinity Wars in the theaters is they were waiting for, they didn't see Ragnarok or movies. Black Panther. Uh-huh. And when they asked me when Infinity Wars came out, and I said, you know, Black Panther, yes, because there's going to be important parts in it. I said, but to me, Thor Ragnarok is way more important than Black Panther. There's a lot more in it. Like, a lot of Infinity Wars is dealing with how Thor meet Guardians of the Galaxy. Why is he in space? Who's Hela? Where's his hammer?
I'll concede that.
Right?
I can't say I agree, but I concede
that. So I said a lot of that, right? Like, I said a lot of that. I said, but, you know, and then after the movie, we got to talk, and I said, but you see how Black Panther was important because that's where they fought.
Well, the location, yeah, obviously.
The location. But my nephew goes, you know, I'm glad we saw it, but Doctor Strange was really important for this, too.
Not as much.
The whole time stone and
he was probably one of the most important characters in the movie.
Right.
But in terms of crafting the story, he may come strong in the back half, kind of, you know. Yeah. Again, great storytelling.
I think he was very strong. He was probably the most important character in Infinity Wars. I think this is one of the reasons why I went mad on it. But they didn't play him as strong as his should have been. He had one of the stones.
He never used the stone.
He never tried to use it. Well, he never.
When he's looking at the possibilities, I'm saying.
That's the only time he used it. But there's a lot of things he could have done. There's a lot of things that could have been played up with Doctor Strange because he was such a central point to the story, but they didn't.
Or, again, just being nerdy, maybe he saw that none of that mattered because the one way to beat Thanos
That didn't happen until the very end.
That was the end.
Everything that led up to it was leading up to Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange got, meh.
Well, he didn't figure it out. And I don't know if you guys noticed, he became, I don't know if it's the interplay two alphas going at it, or 3-4 in this case, but he was kind of arrogant, kind of prissy. Not condescending, but just the dialogue between him and Stark. They're kind of at each other.
That has been through all the comic books. Every time
has it?
Yeah,
yes.
I haven't seen it's that. Been, in your,
just, every time they get around each other, there's always that back and forth.
Yeah, because
magic is just science we don't know.
Right. Well, he thinks he's superiorly smart, and Stark thinks he's superiorly smart. Right. Right.
I just didn't notice with everything going. I didn't notice as much. It was less nuanced this time. I just saw them kind of like being jerks to each other. Yeah. And did you catch the Easter egg between the two of them, the one line that Stark gave to Doctor Strange? What was it? I'll butcher it slightly or whatever. What is your opinion, doctor or good doctor or something like that? It's the line that Sherlock Holmes always asks Watson, and they both play Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, no, I didn't catch that.
You know, I missed that.
Watched it a second time yet either.
Well, whatever. You don't get you lose so many.
Pay attention this time so you watch it properly.
Oh, it's too much like Star Wars. It's a jungle Jar Jar battle.
But you know,
it's a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, because every Star Trek movie's original.
Oh, I heard some news for. Okay, go ahead. Did we go over that last year? Last time.
What?
With Mr. Picard coming back.
No, we didn't talk about that. I did see that.
Yeah, he is full. He's full in. So there are questions there because all the announcement had on totally jumping subjects.
Does he come back in as an X-Men or as a Star Trek? Captain Picard.
It's Star Trek.
Or is he a wizard?
It has to be a new series because he can't fit into Discovery timeline.
They
time travel in
Star Trek travels
way
all the time.
Too much.
Yeah. Well, the point is, my question is because the only announcement is that he's coming back to take on the role. Is it some kind of Picard Chronicles? Is he on his own? Or are they bringing the whole TNG back? Because the gym is going to be packed
nothing
but TNG actors trying to get back in shape to fit in those uniforms.
What I read was that he was going to do, it's about Picard. You might probably have some guest drop-ins, of course, Data, etc. But what I read was a show on Picard after Star Trek Next Generation.
Okay, because if you remember, the final episodes, the two-parter, it was kind of like the Thor
thing. All I mentioned. Where it was named
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it was three phases of timelines going at the same time. Again, like that was the Thor comic I was talking about earlier. As far as the present day, they can jump off whatever has been 20 years or so from that point and tell the story.
But he's not going to look right for that.
No, I mean 20 years from the present, the present of the three states of time that they had in the very last episode. They can fast forward it, and he's fine. I just don't know. As Phil said, I don't know how Logan is going to fit into that.
Yeah. Wolverine.
You know, they find him floating in space, bring him on board.
So let's see, he's got Deadpool with him. We're on.
That's another thing. Have you guys seen that? It was a while back now, a few months ago, but there's an interview with Ryan Reynolds where he's just hurting so bad. He's like, I feel like we missed that window where the current Deadpool could be in a movie with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine because they're pals, they play off each other really well, and how awesome would it be, to see them on the screen together now, but he's like, you know, the claws are hung up, I don't see him coming back. And, you know, after Logan and his quick cameo in X-Men.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see It's kind of hard to see somebody else playing Wolverine right now.
It can be done, but it's going to be really hard.
It's going to be this
because Hugh Jackman actually wasn't the best casting physically for it. He's way too tall, and because the whole thing, one cool character attribute of Wolverine was that he was kind of stubby and short.
Yeah, he was short and stocky.
That added to the chip on his shoulder, you know, to begin with. And he was taller than Cyclops, and you know he was almost eye to eye with Colossus. You know, it's just So anyway, but he encapsulated the anger.
And he had I always liked the anger. Yeah.
I think they'll have to wait 10 years before they bring a new Wolverine out.
They can't.
I know they can't, but they really need to.
It's not gonna happen because the next X-Men in the '90s is coming out. And I already saw somewhere they are already looking. Obviously, they're looking, but they're putting people up.
Should I put in my name?
Well, the gym. Where's the Manassas gym? You might want to go there. Like,
is that a bar?
or as Homer Simpson would say, Gime?
The Manassas Gime?
I wasn't sure we had a whole lot of news, but there's
always news.
As soon as we got past the whole Hulk thing, then we had stuff and we just started.
Well, the Hulk thing brought us into everything.
I think it was more of a personal vendetta than anything.
It wasn't a personal vendetta. It was just that I appreciate being told I'm right when I'm right. You guys were really rough on me, and it hurt my feelings.
That's probably the last time this year.
Right, I get like one shot a year. I get one shot a year to be right. You guys are like trying to poo poo it.
Well, that was half the fun.
That's true. Next week we'll talk a little bit about some Stranger Things.
If you can be up today,
I can. Warren, how far are
you going to be gone? Warren, next week too.
September 9th.
I will be out. No, I won't. Yes, we don't. No, have I won't. To do never all never this mind. Stuff. I won't. I'll be back in time.
I was
never
gonna
mind.
Say, we don't have to do our housekeeping on the air.
What's hold on.
What's 3 plus 6? 9.
My top 10 is.
Next week, let's do our top 10, top 9 lists.
with Stranger Things, because it's there are two seasons out there. That's a lot of binge watching.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get all that binge watching done unless
really
it rains
good,
a lot.
Though, in my opinion.
We can talk about it in the abstract as a whole, where it fits in.
We got the trailer with Mr. Glass.
Right, and we had the trailer of Godzilla. There's a tie-in to Stranger Things there, because Millie and my boy's on that, too. Okay. I name-dropping. So I didn't name-drop.
She just name-dropped the... Listen,
I know people, but I can't.
Top 10 shows where Fernando didn't name-drop is only the ones he's not here.
You notice he keeps name-dropping, but he hasn't brought anyone in for us to talk to yet.
Would you bring people into here to talk to people
maybe
like
over the
me?
Phone?
Yes, I would.
Well, here's the deal. They charge for appearances.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, Warren's right.
I'll get a name drop all day. I mean, you want to name drop, bring them in?
They should do it for you because you're their friend.
But new friends, you don't pull those strings, those favors, man.
I don't have any friends, so I wouldn't know. I'm being honest here, right? Let's be a little honest.
All right, come on, Phil. You got a friend over there. As of today.
I don't think he likes
you. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend.
So anyway, that's enough about Alf. Let's wrap
this
up.
Well, we do have to talk a little bit about Alf.
I hear music.
I know. I didn't think he was funny back in the 80s.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I'm Alf.
Out of all the series, I think I laughed 4 times. I really didn't want to. That's how I remember Alf.
But they're rebooting Alf. It's going to come out.
It would have been a better show if they had watched him eat the cats. If we could have seen that instead of him just saying he ate cats.
I do like when he brought the remaining characters of Gilligan's Island back on one episode.
That was pretty good.
I didn't even watch that.
That was a pretty good one.
I just feel like he stole that idea from Psych.
Or Roseanne. Whoops, I said the
banana word. Oh, you said another hate word.